Welcome, friends, to my November 10th, 2020 episode of the podcast, Medicine in Action. I am doing this midweek because of the exciting data we've received from the Pfizer vaccine. So lots of questions are coming about this vaccine. So there's several things I'd like all my listeners to know. So here it goes. So as in my previous podcast, I have discussed what the Pfizer vaccine is. So it is a brand new technology. In fact, if approved, it'll be the first type of vaccine called a messenger RNA vaccine, which again, for people who've skipped on high school biology, the messenger RNA is a portion of the RNA that is transcribed, or basically a protein that is made by the body to eventually develop the proteins that run the systems of the body. In this case, they've taken the RNA from the virus and it's given into our own system for our own cells to make the viral protein. So it's very interesting. We're not even introducing the actual protein from the virus, but we're giving the message to our cells in the form of mRNA, messenger RNA, to make the protein, and it's making the spike protein, which our immune systems encounter, and they recognize it very quickly, and they deliver a very swift attack against the protein because that protein is foreign. Another major developer we've talked about is the Moderna, that's also in late stage trials with a RNA vaccine, and several other RNA vaccines are being tested in China, England, India, Singapore, even South Korea. But the news from Pfizer and BioNTech is the most heartening at this time, because we needed some good news for a change. So remember, the different vaccines act differently. Some of them will directly give the protein into the body and let the body respond to it. But sounds like that this other technology may have its advantages. So the exciting news this week was that this vaccine was found to be extremely effective, more than 90% effective in the people in whom it was studied. So let's look a little bit at the trial and see what they actually studied. So in July of this year, as I had reported on one of my previous podcasts, there was a late-stage clinical trial on the coronavirus vaccine. In this study, half the people got the active vaccine and the other half got just a placebo of salt water. And nobody knows who got what. This is a completely blinded study, other than certain data control people. Nobody had idea who was getting what, which is what the idea is of total blind control studies. So 44,000 people were enrolled in the study so far. Okay, out of them, so far they had 94 people who got sick with COVID. And when they did an independent review, they unblinded the data. They saw that upwards of 90% of people who had gotten the vaccine did not get sick. The majority of the people who got sick, out of the 94, were people who did not get the vaccine. Now, it's still not at the critical point to close the study. When the study started, they wanted, because of the statistical analysis, they needed about 164 cases to happen. So they're not quite there yet. But this is good enough to where they are going to take this data to the FDA and ask for an emergency use authorization. So first question is that a good result? It's a phenomenal result. Normally, FDA sets a bar of 50% efficacy. Means if a vaccine can show it to be effective in half the people who get it, and that's a good enough bar, and that's considerably a lower bar, but if 90% is phenomenal results. So the range varies for different vaccines. So flu vaccines, the flu vaccines we get are normally only 40 to 60% effective, but measles vaccine, on the other hand, is almost 97% effective. So there's a whole range. So this is in the higher range of the efficacy. The second question I'm asked, of course, is this vaccine safe? So far from the data study that we have, there are no serious safety concerns. There were no cases like we saw with the AstraZeneca vaccine and even with the other vaccines where they were having cases of transverse myelitis, neurological problems, which were, again, very uncommon. But on this trial, they have no such warning signals. They've tried out four different versions of the vaccine, and the one they have testing now had produced the fewest cases of mild side effects. They were mainly low-grade fevers and fatigue. Obviously, the safety data is not stopped at this point. Even after it's approved, they'll be monitoring the people in the study for 2 years to see that if they get any delayed side effects. The next question, of course, is how do we decide who gets the vaccine first? So the good news is that Pfizer has told us that they have 30 to 40 million doses of the vaccine before the end of the year, which means almost half of that, 15 to 20 million people, can get the full series of vaccination. Remember, there are two shots in the series. There's an initial shot and a booster 3 weeks later. But the priority for getting the vaccine will be people at high risk. So healthcare providers will be first in line, and also those adults who have risk factors like obesity and diabetes. Now, the production can be ramped up to 1.3 billion doses a year, which will be excellent in terms of providing, but still not enough to provide every person in the world. So currently where we stand, Pfizer plans to take this data to the FDA in the third week of November. They're waiting for some more data to be collected. And then FDA could take several weeks to review it. We expect that the approvals will come before the end of the year. So if that happens, then we should be starting to see actually vaccinations before the end of the year. There is some logistical challenges which are being addressed. That one is this vaccine requires a negative 80 degrees Fahrenheit temperature for its transport. And when they're ready to be vaccinated, they have to be thawed, and then the vaccine has to be used within 5 days. So there's a huge military operation being put in place to distribute this, at least in the United States, that I know of. I'm sure it'll happen other places too if it does prove out to be the most effective vaccine. We obviously have a lot of questions. There were older patients included in the study, but we don't know what percentage of the patients were older patients. Because they have a weaker immune system, will they require more doses, stronger dose? We don't know that yet, but it seemed like it was protective in all ages. Children were not tested in the study. Now, they only started initially people 18 and older, but in a month and a half ago, they did open it up to people as young as 16. And in October, they actually opened another phase of the trial to children as young as 12. So they're working their way backwards, and hopefully we'll have that data as well. What is my take on this vaccine? I think it's a major success in our fight against COVID. You can actually start to see some light at the end of the tunnel. But I just want to say one word that it's going to take us at least 6 months before we can vaccinate enough people to stop the community transmission. It will take us probably almost a year to vaccinate everybody who wants to be vaccinated. We do not have data whether it will stop the asymptomatic spread of the virus. That still has to be determined. And this will not replace our regular hygienic measures. So we cannot stop wearing masks. Masks are going to be with us through a good portion of next year till we can establish very safely that community spread has stopped. So although a huge step forward and a vaccine that I'm very, very excited about, it will still be 6 to 9 more months of pain before we are over this. And unfortunately, during that time, we will lose more people. And that is the hardest part, which is why You know, it's so important that everybody keeps masking as we've been doing. So that was an update on the Pfizer vaccine, and I'll resume my regular podcast this weekend. Thank you for listening. Have a good rest of the week.